Good afternoon. This is Magic Garden Dreams.
Yeah. Hi, Benjamin. It's Paul calling back from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke earlier today and yesterday as well, of course. Did you maybe get a chance today, as you were hoping to take a look at that email?
Sure did.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on there, a lot of different package options and things like that. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay.
What I noticed was there was a premier package, there was like a pro package.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple differences between them.
Yeah, the pro package is our basic package. That's for local search engine optimization. I recommend that with whatever package you might end up choosing, that we also include that local SEO. So that's where we create the almost 70 different directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. Of course, that content talks about your services and service area so that when someone does that keyword search, Google and Bing can see that content, be reassured many times over that you provide those services. And again, we are focusing on the water features and everything specific to your services in that content. Now, that's going to be pretty local to you. With your service area, we need to probably consider doing ads on top of it.
Yeah, we got to do this step by step or I'm going to get lost in the details. So, do all of your packages include the local SEO listings?
Yes.
That seems like something I definitely need no matter what.
Correct. Yeah, all of the packages that I've included, all of the price points have the local SEO included. The pro package is just that. The platinum package is the pro package plus Facebook ads. There's some bells and whistles and things like that that the other packages include, but I would be able to include all of those bells and whistles on the pro package. So really the only thing that would change would be including the ad. So you can get the pro package by itself, which is the local SEO, call and conversion tracking, things like that, voice activated searches. You can get all of that with the pro package. The platinum package would be the pro package with the inclusion of Facebook paid ads. The difference ends up being a $100 difference. Instead of $199, the platinum package is $199 plus $100 worth of Facebook ads. So it's $299. That extra $100 goes directly to Facebook ads.
Extra $100 goes towards Facebook ads, and
directly.
You guys do a 25% management fee, correct?
That's for the Google ads, yeah.
Okay.
It's about the same for Facebook, but the Facebook ads are like 20 to 25 cents a click. So the $100, or if it ends up being like $80 after our management fee, that would easily cover the entire month and your larger service area. The reason the Google ads, and here we're talking about the Platinum Premier package, why that's kind of a lot more robust and would be $499, would be the pro package with $300 worth of Google ads. So again, it's just $199 is the base package, you add $300 worth of Google ads. That is a 25% management fee for the Google ads. It is below industry standard, and all of the rest of that would go directly to the Google paid ads. Now, I did put in there kind of as a footnote that if you wanted to do Facebook ads and Google ads, again, you're just adding up the cost of the paid ads, what we would incur to run those ads. So $100 worth of Facebook ads, $300 worth of Google ads, that's $400. And that would be added to the base package of $199, which would end up being $599 if you wanted to do that.
All right. So stop there for a minute. I think
sure.
I understand everything correctly. I'm more interested in the Google ads than the Facebook ads at this point.
Okay.
I believe most of the people looking for my services will be searching on Google for a pond contractor or a water feature expert or a water ball builder.
Okay? I agree.
So the extra $300 on top of the package goes directly to the ads. So
correct.
It will be spent on creating Google ads for my service.
Correct. Creating Google ads and paying Google to run those ads. We'll run about 6 or 8 different ads for you, and of course targeting specifically whether it's the ponds or the waterfalls or any of the services that you most want to be found for. You will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, including the Google Analytics for that ad campaign. We are Google Premier partners, and of course that means the people that will manage your ad campaign are Google trained and certified for Google Ads.
Okay. All right. So with that, I only pay for a Google ad when someone actually clicks on the ad.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Now, when they click on an ad, how much does that actually cost?
So our job, of course, is to get you the highest return on your investment and have your Google ads go as far as they possibly can. So we target the keywords that are more affordable for you, but still most sought after. So we try to get you the best return, the most leads, the most phone calls. You'd probably be looking at about $2 and change. And we may not always be targeting the top spot. It's a bit of a bidding system. If you're willing to pay more than the next guy, you might be in the number one spot for Google Ads. We look at like a 2.2, 2.4 average ad ranking, which means you're pretty much always going to be in that second spot, maybe the first, maybe the third, but right there in that very top, those three ads that appear at the very top of the page. That allows us to get you, a higher return on investment. But because we are trained and certified through Google, phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions, all of that content, all of that training goes into creating an ad that has a high quality score, which gives you a higher ad rank with a lower cost per click. So although, like I was saying before, there's a bit of a bidding system as far as where you'd go, the quality score is the most important. So the way that we craft your ads is to have higher placement at a lower cost.
Okay. Now, all right, let's dive into this real quick, because one of my concerns is that you guys are not industry-specific. You guys target all kinds of different industries. So how would you go about crafting the perfect ad for installing a pond, installing a waterfall, installing a fountain, or landscape design, which are basically the four things I'm looking to touch?
Got it. So now, of course, we will speak with you before we get anything going. One of the very first things that we do is make sure that we talk to you about how you want to be branded for your company, but they are trained and certified to manage those ads. We'll also be looking at the ads that are running, seeing what's working. We always will be making those changes and things like that. So while we do cover every industry under the sun, and we do, as a company, cover and service all of the United States and Canada, you know, we would be able to create those ads for them to get a lot of traction. We look at the ones that aren't working. We retool those ads to make sure that you're getting the right amount of clicks and that people are not just clicking on them. Negative keywords and things like that too. So your ads will only trigger when someone is actively looking for one of those services, not looking for how-to information or do-it-yourself projects and things like that.
Yes. Okay. So that's all important. So you guys do know how to do that. You know how to switch industries, and you will talk to me about how we're going to brand it.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we call it a client interview. One of our technicians will speak to you about that. Hours of operation, forms of payment you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. All of that will be part of the client interview. Kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that, you know, we verify information off of your website and information that I have as well.
All right. Now, I have a peripheral question to all of this that I'm sure you guys offer, but I'd be interested to know more about it.
Sure.
Is once you have a bit of experience crafting an ad for me that works, what how are you able to translate that into web page SEO optimization? Like, if changes need to be made to my website in order to get me organically higher up on Google for my services, do you guys offer those services, and how does that look?
So you do have an active website, and it is a great question, although I would say that it's a little bit outdated. If we were talking 5 years ago, then yeah, meta tags, keyword density, schema markup, all of that was important, you know, naming your photos and things like that. All of that did have a much larger impact on where that business actually showed up. But now, I mean, if you've ever seen a Google My Business website, the websites that Google builds for companies that don't have websites, it's a one-page website, a white background, really not much to it, but a couple of bullet points for the services and a phone number. There might be a review on it or something like that. But for a website to rank well, I mean, Google really only looks at two things. It needs to be mobile optimized, of course, meaning that it will reformat on itself and basically stack to accommodate a smaller screen like a tablet or, you know, let's be honest, more likely a smartphone. And, of course, your website does that. And then Google needs it to be a secure website, HTTPS, that S actually does mean secure. And that's important, too, when you've got a contact form like you do and people can put in personal information. So you do already meet what Google requires for a website to rank well if it has the right off-page optimization. More important than ever, again, is how and where and how often Google can verify that you provide those services in those areas. Now, that being said, we wouldn't actually be making changes directly to your website. I believe this is a website that you said you built on your own, and you did a great job, by the way. I look at websites all day. I like the look of your website. Very, very, I want to say homey. It makes you feel comfortable, you know. It's not one of those kind of boilerplate websites and a background. I like the pictures of the fish and the water features and the kids on there. It really draws you in, you know, and I like your logo too. So I like your website a lot. We can give you, you know, feedback. We can run scans and tests of your website and see what Google would want technically for it to happen. But really those things are pretty small as far as what their impact would be on your placement. Still important, and we can help you to make those changes on your end. But again, the important part is that people see it to begin with. You know, most business owners understand how a website is important for conversion. I mean, it's great for people to see it, but you got to put it in front of them or they might not find it. I mean, if it's not on that first page, it's kind of a digital business card. You have to tell people what your domain is or they won't find it on their own. But, you know, like I said, we wouldn't be making the changes directly to your website, but we would link your website to all the content that we create. All of those destinations and directories will have your website basically embedded on there as a clickable link. And, of course, that is what Google will see as well. And that's going to help you organically. The directories that we create, it's mostly to have you pop up in that local map or that pack result that pops up. But your website by itself or individual directories that we create, those can show up in the organic section, which is the 13 listings between the local map and the Google paid ads that run at the bottom, if there are paid ads at the bottom. Usually there's two or three at the top and sometimes one or two at the bottom. Like I said, we'll be focusing with the Google ads at the two or three at the top, the organic section below the map itself. That populates over time, and, you know, that's kind of why they say it's organic. You can't really make it happen, although it's a byproduct of getting you in that local map and creating all of those directories.
Okay, so let's go to this place then. From what I understand, you put me in that top spot or that top page by doing all the off-site SEO optimization.
Correct.
And that includes creating my business and a whole bunch of different listings that all speak to each other. They all have the same information, and they all
right.
link back to my website and my services.
Correct. That is exactly correct.
What else do you guys do to get that up the rankings?
So we will consistently update that information for you. There are what amounts to blog posts in certain places that we can either renew every week or change on a weekly basis. That keeps that information constantly getting re-indexed to have you pop up on that first page. The inclusion of the Google ads is a great decision as well, because not only does it allow us to target beyond the normal reach of the local map by itself, we can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found for those services. And then Google actually does give preferential treatment for businesses that do both the local SEO and Google paid ads. I mean, Google makes the majority of its revenue from paid Google ads, so they were very clear. When we first became a Google partner about 6 years ago, I would say at that point maybe only 5% of our clients had Google paid ads, and you know, it was mostly just focusing on the local SEO, but Google was pretty clear and open about the fact that businesses that do Google ads as well as the local SEO, they do get a bump in their rankings for the local map, and it makes sense. I mean, that's where Google makes the majority of their revenue. So they do work hand in hand together, the Google ads and that local SEO.
Okay. So you guys are able to, all right, let's, how long would it take for you guys to make all the changes, all the directory listings, list everything to my site, and then my site, I noticed in your email it said that my site will be on the first page of Google in 7 to 10 days. Is that accurate?
That's for the Google paid ads, yes. And well, Google wants us to say 7 to 10 business days. In my case, or in my experience, I should say, it is worst-case scenario normally. It's usually 7 days or less for the Google ads. You already have a website, so we don't have to create one for you. But for the Google ads, your ads will be up and running usually within 7 days. You know, like I said, 7 to 10 days. The local SEO, that on its own, were we just doing a local-only campaign, we say 30 to 45 days for complete optimization and best results. It only takes us about 3 or 4 business days to start creating that content, all of the different destinations and directories, and then it gets indexed by Google. It starts to move your ranking onto that local map section. But then again, when you're doing the Google ads and the local SEO combined, you know, we would expect you to see, even from that local map, phone calls and placement in that first month. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, so we have to get your phone ringing even in that first month. The Google ads are there to jumpstart your campaign. Within 7 to 10 days, you're already on that first page for the Google ads, getting phone calls, and then it expedites the processing. It expedites the indexing of the content that we'll create for the local SEO. And then, you know, there is still a bit of a ramping up process, a couple of weeks to get that up and going for you. But that's why the first month you do get phone calls, and we do hope and expect you to get a job or two before the end of the month. And then the second month is much better than that and continues to be so moving forward. But like I said, the Google ads are in place from nearly the very beginning.
Okay. All right. That all sounds very good. I am wanting to take a jump into something like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're very informative, and I am understanding what the system looks like and how it all works. The one including the Google ads is obviously the most effective way of getting me to page one with the
correct
ads.
Exactly.
Within 7 to 10 days. Okay.
Yep.
Now,
I agree with that.
My question is, that's with the paid ads. How long does it take to get my actual website organically on that first page not without the paid ads, but in synchronicity with those paid ads? Like, I know my ad will pop up at the top, but I need my website up there too.
Yeah. So your website, of course, will be attached to the Google ads as well. And just to be a little bit more directly speaking to your question, The local map, like I said, we're at standalone 30 to 45 days. I would say with the Google Ads included, you might be able to cut that in half. You know, it might be 2 weeks to 4 weeks, something like that, before you're starting to show up on that first page for the keywords and search phrases that we're promoting for your business. And of course, that will definitely be showing up first for the ones that we have ads running for. But I mean, okay. you said you basically have four key services that you want to be found for. So we'll be running ads, probably two ads each for those four. Like I said, we usually run six or eight ads at a time.
Now, are you building an actual landing page for each one of these services for me?
Well, we wouldn't need to build a landing page for you because you do have already the website, but the directories will talk specifically about all of those different services, and then that will have you pop up when someone searches for those services. And then, of course, like I said, for the Google Ads themselves, we'll have at least one or two ads running for each of those individual services that you most want to be found for.
Okay. Now, on your email, it did say that this does include building a landing page.
We could do a landing page for you, and we might still if you wanted us to, but a landing page would be in lieu of a website. It's sometimes called a microsite. It is a one-page website, and yeah. If you didn't already have a website, we would certainly want to have something in place for you. A lot of the times if we do start with a landing page and then end up replacing it with a website, we keep it up and running. It's just another credible citation that Google would index that would talk about your services and your service area, so it does help. Like I said, we don't necessarily do it when there's a website already in place, but if it's something that you wanted us to do, we certainly could do that.
Okay, it seems like it couldn't hurt.
Exactly.
Actually, my website has a lot of different things on it, mm-hmm. and right now I want to be targeting water features, and landscape
right.
design. So
okay.
if it is included in your package to
sure.
be able to build a landing site for water features, and if I could get one for landscape design separately, like that, I see that would benefit everything. And even, I don't know how many landing pages are included, but there could be one for ponds, waterfalls, fountains, and then landscape design. If that
right.
makes sense.
Yeah, we would most likely build just the one landing page and include all of those different services, photos for all of them.
Okay. All right. So then I would target water features. I would get you guys to do a landing page.
Okay.
I know I have the website, but if it's included in your package, I might as well get as much as I can out of it, right?
Might as well. Why not, right? Okay. And like I said, even on the landing page that we build for you will have the link to your website as well. So it would do nothing but help, and as you mentioned, it definitely would not hurt.
Okay. All right. So that looks like what I would like to do with you guys.
Okay. Perfect. And then I did just want to make sure that I've got all the information that I need on my end. And then, of course, we would together take a look at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Now, of course, the website itself is magicgardendreams.com, and the business name is Magic Garden Dreams, right? That's how you want the company to be branded online. On the website and the email that I used before, magicgardendreams@gmail.com, that's a good email address then for the business. When we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. Of course, the email we'd certainly use for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. Sometimes we'll just give you a quick phone call or send a text. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
Any and all of those is fine.
Any and all, perfect. And there would be a little bit of redundancy built into it as well. If we call you and don't reach you, of course, we'll leave a message and maybe send a text. And then you are 100% service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not a physical showroom or brick-and-mortar location perfect. No, that's totally fine and, of course, understandable. Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home or run out of the truck. And if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on that door any more than you would. And then I never did get your last name, Benjamin.
Stevenson. Stephenson.
Okay, Mr. Stevenson. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is, of course, a good number for us to reach you, and it is also, I believe, it's the same number that is on the website. Yeah, so that's the number that you would want your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Of course, I would take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Like I said, we do schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, just kind of the things that I mentioned and a few other things. And then I would also read a voice verification. This is required of us as we're Google Premier Partners. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that that rate will never go up on you, that in this case, even though you already have a website, we'll be including the landing page at no additional cost, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. Mr. Stevenson, it is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required
One final question for you.
Sure, of course,
Okay. I have signed up for similar services as this in the past. They did not get me to page one. They did not get my phone ringing the way I wanted it to.
Right.
And I had to cancel the services. So you
okay.
told me that obviously it is in your guys' best interest to get me up there and get my phone ringing. I understand that. That's good business. In the case that this doesn't work and I need to cancel it, are all of the work that you guys did by listing me on all those other sites, does that all remain, or does it get wiped out, or is it just you guys stop monitoring and changing?
Correct. Yeah. So we don't take anything down out of spite. Of course, we would stop monitoring and updating everything, and then in the case of the landing page, which we would have hosted on our server, we could either continue to host the landing page for you at just a small hosting fee, or we could transfer the domain over to you if you wanted to. I think at that point you would just let that part of it go, since you already do have a website. But yeah, I did a scan for your business, meaning I wanted to see everything that was already online for your company, looking for name, phone number, address. I did basically a NAPW audit, which is name, address, phone number, and website. And there's just not a lot of content out there. You've got a Yelp listing, Bing, you've got Yahoo, MapQuest, Facebook, and that's really about it. It ended up like a 95% listings inaccuracy. I don't know if those other companies took any information down that they had posted for you. That a lot of times it's just a lot more work, and I guess they probably didn't do the work to begin with. But yeah, we'll do what's called that, we'll do that NAPW audit, make sure that, you know, name, address, phone number, and website, and of course we're not going to be promoting a physical address. We'll make sure that all of that information is accurate. We do that in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But the service is month to month. There's no long-term contract. You can certainly stop at any time. That's a good question, and it's not covered in the voice verification. There's a lot that I just said that is covered in that voice verification. So like I said, we can go through it. You can stop me at any time if you have a question. But it is pretty straightforward. And then, of course, as you saw on the email, and I'll read this into the voice verification as well, every one of our packages does have that $99 setup fee. That is for things like the NAPW audit and, of course, for the SEO content creation for that local listing. So that means the first payment would be $398, and every month after that moving forward is that Oh, wait, we're doing the Google ads. So you'd be looking at $5.98 for the first month, and every month after that, you're looking at the $4.99 for the exact amount with the Google ads included. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but if you have any questions, you can ask me during or after. I am required to read it before I can ask you for a form of payment, but then we'll schedule out that follow-up call with our technician after that. Okay?
One last thing, okay, before you go for your voice thing.
Sure.
Is there any way that you can bring the price down for what I'm looking for today? Can you include any additional discounts? Can I get this at a lower price?
Okay. So the only thing that I can do would be, and I think this would be better for you long term, would be to actually... Let me just see. I might just ask for forgiveness later versus permission now. To put it down as a friends and family rate, the friends and family rate reduces the cost of the local campaign from $199 to $149. So that would effectively reduce your cost for the Google ads from $499 to $449. So it would save you $50 every single month. That would actually be long-term more beneficial than me trying to get that setup fee waived. So that would be $548 first month, $449 every month after that.
All right. I feel like I've done all the due diligence I can do.
You've done a great job, and I want to applaud you. I mean, very knowledgeable, very considerate of my time, patient. You made me laugh a couple of times. I mean, it's rare that I get all of this on a phone call. Most phone calls, I get none of it. It's always nice to talk to someone who's got great questions, knowledge to back it up, and then, of course, respectful of my time. So I'll read into that voice verification. $548 is the first month. Month to month after that, it's $449 because we are going to do that friends and family rate then. I think my supervisor will be fine with that. Before $49 with the Google ads included on top of that local campaign. So the voice verification, give me a second to set it up. Okay, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Magic Garden Dreams.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Benjamin, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Benjamin Stevenson. I am the owner of Magic Garden Dreams.
Okay. And Mr. Stevenson, as the owner of Magic Garden Dreams, Benjamin, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our service, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are in fact able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, this is because of all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we will already be providing for you. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Benjamin, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Stevenson, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit. We do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if there's anything new that comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions...
Quick question.
Yeah, sure, of course.
This is all going to start immediately, right?
Correct.
Be able to schedule something like tomorrow and get this ball rolling?
Yeah, it would be tomorrow. We are well underway for the last client interview, but we do have availability for tomorrow. And absolutely, we'll get you through to that client interview. If I'm available at that time when they are ready to do that, and like I said, we schedule by the hour. The call is about half an hour, somewhere right in the middle there. They'll let me know when they're ready, and if I am available, I'll actually be on that call to introduce you to your client interview technician, but we'll definitely do that tomorrow for sure.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the local part of this officially being the friends and family rate, Google Ads included, of course, with the reduction in the cost of the setup fee from $299 down to just the $99 one-time setup, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 27th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $549.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month at the further reduced rate of $449. Now, that is an exact amount, a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running the Google paid ads on behalf of your business, and in this case, we will also include a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion-driven landing page. That landing page, Benjamin, is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, again, we offer the services month to month, completely at will, which of course means no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. The service can also be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Stevenson, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Benjamin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Stevenson, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and I agree.
Okay, and that, Benjamin, actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
That would be a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name and the business name, Benjamin Stevenson, Magic Garden Dreams.
Okay, perfect. And then you did say that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4246 3153.
Okay.
3697 6798.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0627.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
724.
Okay, so I have 724, 724 on the back, and June or 06 of 2027 for the expiration date. Benjamin, the card itself was at 42, 46, 31, 53, 36, 97, 67, 98.
Correct.
And what is the billing address of that particular card?
3021 38th Street, San Diego, California, 92105.
Okay, 92105. Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And just to confirm that, I've got 3021 38th Street in San Diego, 92105.
Correct.
Okay. So you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system in about a minute here. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
You said there's a confirmation email?
Yeah, you'll get it in about a minute or so through our automated system.
Yeah, it's okay. Just send that. I'm just going to write another note that will get lost in my stack of notes. So.
Yeah, I do that. That same thing happens to me. So you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same or following business day. The email address will be on there as well. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. And, of course, you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. That link will also be sent out to you by direct text message. Depending on your phone carrier, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, like I said. Let me pull that up. And then the other thing that I'll do here in just a second here, and this is really for your protection as well as for ours, I'm going to set up a security question and answer. That way anyone who calls you and says that they are with Local Splash will know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and both the security question and the answer unprompted. And, of course, anyone who calls us saying that they are affiliated with Magic Garden Dreams will also know both that security question and the answer. Now, your options are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Go with the city I was born in.
And the answer?
Halifax.
That's H-A-L-L-I-F-A-X.
H-A-L-I-F-A-X.
Oh, just one L. Just the one L. Okay. So Halifax, all right. I'll put that in there as the security question and the answer. I have to enter the answer in twice. And now we'll take a look at that client interview calendar. So for tomorrow, the very first available would be at 7 o'clock. Looks like we're booked out at 8. There's 9, 10, and 11. And then there's also in the afternoon 1, 2, or 3. So as early as 7, as late as 3, with just a couple of exceptions, somewhere in the middle. What do you
Let's
think
do
9
o'clock.
9. Okay, it'll be scheduled from 9 o'clock until 10. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call. If I am available when they're ready, I'll initiate that call and introduce you to your client interview technician. I'm not sure whose calendar it will end up on, just kind of whoever's available and finishes their other call first. You'll at 8 o'clock receive a reminder email from our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 9, and I will in a second here also send you a calendar invite just to your email address. The calendar invite really is more for your reference, your records. You certainly don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then, Mr. Stevenson, did you receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out by now, that initial invoice?
I got initial invoice, yes.
And you should, it looks like our system also already sent the welcome email. But the one that we're looking for is the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on that, it goes directly to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, which is where the text message should automatically link if you receive that. But on the left-hand side, it says services beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay. So, of course, we'll optimize your business on Google. That's pretty much everyone's go-to. We will optimize on Bing as well. About 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is included as well. We are doing Google Ads as well. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. And above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, please either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears there. So it is case sensitive with the space just between first and last. So if you copy and paste, be careful not to copy a space either before it or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Now, Benjamin, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that flat rate, that we've reduce the cost of both the subscription as well as the setup fee, that we are still including the landing page for you, that it's month to month, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and even to get started on the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is already accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and it might just give us a head start even before we do that client interview. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. If you see that, you can stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, well, twofold. First of all, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system, my.localsplash.com. The system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true. In this case, we do have to do the client interview first to create that content for there to be something to track. But in the next couple of days, once your tracking system is active, we will email and text both the username and the default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. We also know that some people never change the password, and that's fine too. I can give you the username that has already been created, and it cannot be changed. It is, thankfully, though, easy for you to remember. It is simply the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but there's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just the number 619-902-6303. That would be the username. Like I said, you'll get your password when your tracking system is active. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com, that's the email for the support team, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. You will, in that client interview, be given the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com email, but you can send everything to the support email address, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end, at least for now. We do have that call scheduled in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. Like I said, if I'm available, I'll initiate that phone call. If not, the client interview technician will give you that call directly.
Okay, so let's talk about this for one more minute.
Sure, of course.
For tomorrow, I feel like I have some homework to do. What?
Just
what
a little bit.
Am I going to need to give to you guys to get
okay,
you
so
as fast as possible?
Let me pull up that list just to give you the heads up. So they're going to verify your website. We are going to talk about the keywords, meaning the services that you most want to be found for. They'll then generate a keyword list. They'll do the keyword lookup and see what people in the San Diego area are typing in, you know, for those types of services. We'll send you an email with that list. You can say yes to all of them or say please include this one or please get rid of that one. That would actually happen after that call. We'll want to know things about what's unique about your business. If you want, you know, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, honest, responsible, that type of thing. Any mission statement, if you've got one, a tagline or slogan, how long you've been in business, the payments that you accept, and I can actually get them started here. They want me to know, or if I can ask, do you accept cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal?
Yes, cash, check. I have a PayPal account.
Okay.
I send out QuickBooks, credit card invoices.
All right.
So, yes, we do accept credit cards.
Perfect. And then hours of operation, I can get them started on that one, too. Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7.
Yeah. That's usually what I guess, 7 to 7, kind of sun up to sundown. We want to get that work done. All right, so I'll put that in the notes, too. They'll already have that as a head start. They'll want to know the number of employees that you have, including yourself, the services that you want to be, or the cities, I should say, that you want to service and be found for, kind of a basic radius for the Google Ads. But now, of course, we don't just draw a circle and run those ads there. You can be found outside of that basic radius. We can exclude certain areas. If you've got specific zip codes that you want us to target, even subdivisions where it's most profitable for you to be found, we can definitely do that for you. They'll want to know if you do residential and or commercial, if you're licensed and insured. I've got the hours. That's basically about it. And then they'll send you the photos at localsplash.com, they'll send you any relevant information that they'll have wanting to get to you at that point. Like I said, the keyword list will be generated same day, and they'll send that out to you for your approval. We'll get started on the landing page right away as well, and you'll be notified sometime next week when that website or that landing page is included. You can take a look at that. Even before we officially launch it, we can make changes if you request. You can always later on down the line request additional changes. You can have us add new photos to that landing page. If you want to shift the focus or add services, we can do that as well. And, of course, there's no additional cost for that either.
Okay, so do you want me to have photos prepared for the landing page already, or is this something that...
You can, yeah, you certainly can, or, I mean, you might think about it between now and then and get started on it, but yeah, they'll ask you to email us photos if you can tomorrow or over the weekend or on Monday.
So they'll give me homework tomorrow, basically.
A little bit, yeah. The sooner you get the photos to us, the sooner we'll be done with that landing page and submit it to you for your approval.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
All right.
One last thing. Do you need any, like, text from me for the landing page, or are you guys using SEO-optimized language, too?
Yes. We will create that, all of that for you. If you want, you know, like I said, tagline, slogan, and motto and things like that, you can give that to us verbatim. But for the content on the website, we just really want to know, you know, where you want to be found, what you want to be found for, kind of the branding of your business and how you want us to represent you, you know, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. But we'll do the rest for you. And then, like I said, if you like the wording, great. If you say that sentence is a little clunky, can you change it and things like that, we'll always be able to make those changes down the road.
All right.
Alrighty.
That sounds good, Ben. I feel prepared.
Sounds good. All right. I think you'll be prepared for that phone call. I hope that I am available just to give you that quick introduction to that client interview technician. But if not, like I said, they'll call you directly. Once again, though, I did want to thank you for your time and for being respectful of mine. We are wrapping up our day. Perfect timing right here at 4 o'clock. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. I just wanted to say too, you were awesome at all this.
Thank you. Thank you. I
appreciate
that.
Out of thousands of people selling me similar services, we're able to get through and make a deal. So good job.
Well, we are looking forward for the opportunity to get that going for you. And like I said, I appreciate your time and your kindness as well. You have a wonderful rest of the night, Mr. Stevenson.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Benjamin. Take care. Bye bye.